In Colombia, hopes are high that the government and the biggest rebel group, the FARC, can eventually reach agreement on a comprehensive peace deal after over 40 years of conflict. The two sides recently announced an agreement on one of their most contentious issues, land reform, after months of negotiations. The conflict between the Bogotá government and FARC rebels has killed over 100,000 people and forcibly displaced more than 5 million others. Monsignor Hector Fabio is president of Caritas Colombia and closely follows the Colombian peace process. He spoke to myself, Susie Hodges.
Yes, this is a very important and very significant moment because land is the core issue of the negotiation. That has been the first point, but at the same time, for FARC, the core issue because they have been fighting for decades to ensure justice and other issues for the peasants, people living in the countryside. That could help a lot to go forward, to change a little bit the use of the land and the issue of property.
And when it comes to land in Colombia, just how unjust is the current distribution of land? I mean, what proportion of land is kept by wealthy landowners?
Well, Colombia, we had two or three problems before. People have been displaced. More than 5 million people are internally displaced, forcibly displaced in Colombia. And they lost everything, even their own land. So the land is very concentrated. Probably 1% of the population owns most of the land in Colombia. And big international corporations or companies are coming to Colombia to buy land also.
And do people in Colombia feel optimistic that the government and the guerrillas will eventually overcome their remaining points of contention in these ongoing peace talks between the two sides? Is there a mood of optimism now in Colombia?
Yes, there's a lot of hope in Colombia. And President of the Bishop Conference, Cardinal Salazar, he invited several times the population to support and to surround the conversations. According to his point of view, the country is going on in a good way toward peace. I think this is a historical moment for our country to change the history of violence we had.
There are, however, some remaining issues of contention like political reintegration, drug trafficking, victim compensation and implementation of a peace accord. I mean, how difficult are these going to prove?
Yeah, this is just the first point. We have another critical point. One of them is justice. The government want to have a kind of a transitional justice framework. But during the negotiations, they must solve the problem of the crimes committed, crimes against humanity committed by the guerrilla. So this is a difficult issue. Today with the international court, we must have a clear decision, not just to have an amnesty or something like that, but to really deal with justice. That could be a little bit complicated. On the other hand, we have another problem related to this one, which is victims. So the victims, the people who have been kidnapped or displaced or the relatives of those who have been disappeared, they want to know the truth and they want to be compensated. Finally, I think it's important also the issue of the political participation of the FARC in the different corporations of the state.